This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 7th September, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and a gentle breeze sweeping through Haifa. Perfect for an evening stroll or a relaxing time outdoors if you are here. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, The Times of Israel reports a Palestinian was shot dead during a clash after settlers entered a West Bank village to retrieve a downed drone. A top U.S. official commented on the situation with Iran, suggesting there may not be a nuclear deal, but the ability to build a bomb could be destroyed. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF targeted Hezbollah in southern Lebanon following the launch of two explosive drones toward IDF forces. The IDF intercepted one of the drones. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, an embarrassing scandal for Russians has emerged, with donation money purportedly for Gaza being concealed. Suspects include close associates of Hamas. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that IDF forces struck southern Lebanon following the Hezbollah drone attack. No injuries were reported. And finally, Hormuz traffic has dipped to its lowest since May, according to the Times of Israel. This comes amidst ongoing tensions in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun is urging Washington and the international community to help stop Israeli attacks, claiming at least 7 people were killed on Sunday, despite a truce. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, noted reports from Gaza indicating a missile strike on a target east of Gaza City just 2 hours ago. Arsen Ostrovsky, a commentator on social media dynamics, argued in a post from earlier that platforms can no longer pretend to be passive, as their algorithms amplify and monetize hatred and conspiracy theories. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank incident. The Times of Israel detailed that Israeli settlers entered a Palestinian village to retrieve a drone, leading to a fatal clash. The ongoing tensions in the West Bank underscore the fragile situation there, as international eyes remain on any developments that could escalate. Turning to southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reported that the IDF's targeting of Hezbollah comes after explosive drones were launched at their forces. This military response highlights the continuing volatility on Israel's northern border, with potential implications for broader regional stability. Meanwhile, from Israel Hayom, the scandal involving Russian donations allegedly intended for Gaza is under scrutiny. The Federal Investigative Committee of Russia is probing suspicions that funds were diverted, raising questions about international aid transparency. Connecting with the IDF's actions, as reported by JNS, their strike on southern Lebanon followed the Hezbollah drone attack. This incident further illustrates the ongoing military tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with no immediate injuries but significant diplomatic concern. Finally, the dip in Hormuz traffic reported by the Times of Israel is noteworthy amidst regional tensions. A decline in this strategic channel's activity may reflect broader economic or political pressures influencing the Gulf region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Netanyahu's timeline from October 7th raises new questions about his response to a Hamas attack. This detailed account reveals a delay in reaching the Kiryat Defense headquarters, raising concerns about decision-making processes. Separately, according to Globes, Israeli AI company Wonderful has raised $550 million, reaching a $5.5 billion valuation. Based in Tel Aviv, the company focuses on deploying AI agents in non-English-speaking countries. And finally, Walla Business shares that a successful launch of the LoRa missile from a German frigate has excited German officials. This event marks a significant milestone in military collaboration and technological advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.